for a second, please? Point of order then.
You may.
I think we might need to go back and amend the overall strategic plan, right?
Yeah, we just voted on the amendment.
Right, that's correct.
That's correct. You're correct.
So do we need to go to that, accept it as amended, because we made some small edits along the way as we were going through that?
Yes. We could do that. We can vote on it, vote on the strategic plan as amended.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move that we vote on the move to accept the plan as amended.
Second, Steve.
Okay, thank you. Sharon, would you please call roll on the amended?
I will, Mr. Chair.
Plan?
Amelon?
Yes.
Severson?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Raisanka?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Now I'll move down to the new business again, item B.
Mr. Chair.
There's a suggestion motion on page 86. Go ahead.
I move to authorize staff to enter into a contract with Electric Power Constructors, Inc. for SEPA's R&R Project 19314 for the SEPA or Swan Lake Station Service Switchgear Construction Contract with a lump sum bid amount of $1,701,017 and further authorize a 5% contingency of $85,051 for a total not to exceed amount of $1,786.68. Sorry, guys.
Second. Okay. This is Bob and Ketchikan.
Okay, it's been moved and second. Discussion on it. Trey, would you like to give some background on it or thoughts?
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, this is ties directly back to what Joy was talking about on, you know, supply chain issues and escalating the costs a bit that are having to do with the COVID. I think this is a good illustration of that. And we're seeing that a fair amount on bids. I guess I'll just add as well that this particular one, we only had one bidder. And so anytime you get one bidder, that's not good. You know, we actively worked to try to get additional bids, but that was all we got. And also, as I noted earlier in one of my memos, that this particular increase would actually affect the 2021 budget. So right now we're really just asking for approval of the overall R&R project. So. And happy to take any questions on this, and I'm sure Robert's happy to talk about this as well.
Are there questions from the board for Trey? Hearing none, Sharon, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Larson?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Raisanka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Severson?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Now, item C, consideration and approval of sole source contract, an increase to the fiscal year 2020 R&R budget, Reed Carroll Inlet. Marker ball tie wrap replacement project. I think on page 89, there's two motions on that.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I move to increase the SEPA FY 2020 R&R budget to $95,250 for the Carroll Inlet marker ball tie wrap replacement project.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded on that discussion on it. And Trey, would you like to want to give any background or your thought on it?
Sure. Yeah, so on page 90, it's picture's worth a thousand words here. If you can see these little marker ball wraps, these are essentially a friction fit item on the line itself. And the ones that we currently have on there are, the difference is 0.07 of an inch in difference. And that little teeny difference is making all the difference in the world, frankly. The marker balls are oscillating in the wind outside the normal parameters, what they're supposed to. They'll eventually wear the line out or cause other larger problems. So we have to reinstall them with a different friction fit wrap, essentially.
Questions from the board?
Through the chair.
Trey? Yes, Rob, go ahead.
So Trey, is it the fact that we're gonna go in, utilize the same marker balls and just add the tie wraps to them?
So what we might do, Bob, is probably be more efficient to take some spare ones in inventory, put the install the new wraps on those so they're ready to go on the ground when these guys mob up with the helicopter, go up, change them out, and then that's probably the fastest way to expedite it. And we're asking for a sole source on this. These guys are familiar with our line. They're going to be down here mobed up for another project. And we can save some mob costs, so that's why we're asking for that as well. But I think that's the most efficient way is to prep them on the ground ahead of time and have them ready to go.
So we'll buy some of these extra tie wraps and have them in the inventory, or?
Yeah, well, those other balls will fit, I think, on our other lines, I think. So anyway, we'll make sure they have the right wraps, and we'll get some of these particular little teeny bit different size in the inventory, and a little frustrated on this one, but it is what it is, and we need to expedite repairs.
Oh yeah, I get that. I just want to make sure that since it is a little bit different than our other lines, that we had at least some spares in stock as we order up the sole source and get them produced.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Trey, how did it happen? Was it an engineering issue that the wrong size wraps were, is there a standard? How did it happen?
I think they just wrong ones got ordered, Dave.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Trey, my question for you is, if the ones that are in place now, if we were to delay, obviously, you said it was going to cost more, and your thinking is that those would have to be replaced before we'd have a helicopter or available next go around?
Yeah, this is a real specialized crew. If you guys recall, last time we installed balls on a couple of different places on the lines, these guys come down and they hang off a static line and suspended in air, and it takes a real specialized crew and a good helicopter pilot in order to get it done. So, yeah.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah. Yes, go ahead, Lisa.
If I recall correctly, this helicopter pilot comes out of New Zealand, is that correct as well? About one time a year to do these sorts of specialized flights?
Hey, Clay, I'm assuming that, yeah, that was what happened last time. I'm assuming it's the same guy. I don't.
Yeah, Trey, that was what happened last time. Whether or not they actually used that same helicopter pilot for this project or not remains to be seen, but it is the same Ferguson and Sons out of Montana or Idaho, and that is certified and has all the proper equipment for the HEM work, human external cargo.
Okay, thanks.
That answer your question, Lisa?
Yes, getting to the point where I feel like we shouldn't delay on this. We have a contract already. We're going to have a team mode. It seems like this is the right thing to do.
Yeah, if I would. So these marker balls, a good portion of these are a part of our standard inventory. and our inventory for the marker balls throughout the system is pretty standard. Both the STI and the TIE line, all the major crossings that take marker balls all take the same size. And so we do keep a good number in inventory. And so when these were ordered, it was kind of an extension of our already existing inventory. And it wasn't really noted that there was an issue with the fit until after these were up there and they started to oscillate up there in the wind. And it was at that point we discovered that the Carolin, that crossing is actually kind of an anomaly, an oddball, if you will, with just a slightly different size conductor up there. And anyway, it became evident that we had to do something about this, though, and to just simply use the marker balls that we have in inventory and just change out the wraps would be the most, expeditious way of accommodating that. Plus the fact that we know that we have Ferguson and Sons with EPC in the area that could potentially do the work. So it all just seems to be coming together to do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Hi. Can we hear you now?
Are we on? Are we back on now?
Okay. Bye.
You are.
Good. We, for some reason, everything went silent here.
Yeah, we were just noting we've been having some issues at various locations as well. So I think it's just some glitchy stuff going on with the overall phone system. So no problem.
Yeah. I don't think we touched anything here. It just went dead on us here. Anyhow, Lisa will, we lost Lisa. All right, we cut out at that point. Was there any other comments that we missed, or are we ready to call for the vote?
I think we're ready to call for a vote, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Would you please call the vote there, Sharon?
Will Sievertson?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Rysunka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman,
I think there's a yes. Bob, go ahead.
I move to authorize staff to enter into a sole source contract with Electric Power Constructor Inc. for SEPA Carroll Inlet Marker Ball Tie Wrap Replacement Project for the not to exceed value of $88,618.
Second.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Trey, any comments on this one?
No, I think I already touched on it, Mr. Chair. I think we're good.
Okay, thank you. The board have any comments before I call the roll? Okay. Sharon, would you please call the roll on that motion?
Mr. Amelon?
Yes.
Yes.
Sievertson?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Lynn?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
How come
next item on there was the consideration and approval of R&R projects and increased fiscal year 2020 R&R budget, Tai Lake cooling water pumps. There's a motion on page 91.
Mr. Chair. Go ahead.
I move to increase SEPA's FY 2020 R&R budget by $65,900 for the Tai Lake cooling water pump replacement project.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second, Bob and Ketchikan.
Okay. Thank you. Trey, would you like to give us some background on the item?
Yes, certainly. There's a pretty good little write-up in your board packet there on the R&R write-up behind the motion page on page 92. And in short, these three pumps were originally configured service backup. May recall, a few years ago, we rerouted some cooling water in order to route that through the generator rather than wasting water. And so these particular pumps are having a, I'll say, more of a critical role in the system now. And they're over 37 years old. And so we decided it's time to replace them. We can't wait for the next budget cycle. I think we need to expedite replacement. So That's why this is before you today.
Okay. Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, Sharon, would you please call roll?
Kreisanka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Hubertson?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. The last item there is the executive session. And I think, Sharon, what you want to do is to sign off and to call back in with the other number.
We need to call.
Do we have a motion to go into executive session first? Yeah. And I believe there's a motion on page 94, I believe it is.
I move to recess into executive session to be conducted pursuant to CEPA's bylaws consistent with the Alaska Statute 44.62.310 for discussions on the bid results of the agency's submarine cable replacement project, which is a matter the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the agency, the projects, or any of the member utilities represented on the board.
Second.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to go into executive session there. Are we then at a point, Sharon, that we want to sign off and call in at the other number?
Mr. Chair, I think you should take a vote and then you should have an estimate.
Oh, that's right. You're right. I'm sorry. Yes.
We should have an estimate of the time.
Estimate of the time? Is that what?
Trey, do you have a sense about how much time?
It's going to be, I don't know, it could be half hour to an hour time frame, depending on how many questions come up.
So what, this is Joel again. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I'd recommend reserving an hour, and that way if you come out early, you come out early.
Okay. So we would moved for an hour, so we would go through about 12:10 then. Well, do you want to please call, Sharon, please call the roll on that.
Lynn?
Yes.
Kreisanka?
Yes.
Amelon?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We'll see everybody in about 5 minutes on our other call-in number.
10 minutes.
Or 10 minutes.
Okay. We can do that. Session, there's a motion.